Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 2. We will be starting today's reading in verse 1 and ending on verse 12. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the reign of King Herod. About that time some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, quote, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him," end quote. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, quote, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" End quote. Quote, "In Bethlehem in Judea," end quote, they said, quote, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel," end quote. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, quote, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him, too," end quote. After this interview the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 through 12 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. The wise men came to visit Jesus, bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Jesus is the king, which is why they gave him the gift of gold. Jesus is our high priest, which is why they gave him the gift of incense, because a priest would use it during ancient Jewish ceremonies. And Jesus is also the sacrificial lamb, so that's why they gave him the gift of myrrh, because it would be used during burial rites within ancient Israel. The Magi not only brought gifts, but they also bowed down and worshiped Jesus. They were not Israelites, yet their worship shows they were drawn by God to worship Jesus, who at this point is 6 to 24 months old. Jesus is God in the flesh, and he deserves our worship. Every good Jewish person knew that a human being was not to be worshipped, very different than our culture. Yet throughout the Gospel, Jesus was constantly worshipped. He did not stop people because he is God. When we bring our gifts and worship to God, our hearts are set free. God is working in every person's life. Too often we confine our spiritual conversations to those who are already in church. We mistakenly believe that only church people pray, think about God, or make choices because of faith. This story should shake that false belief. The Lord spoke to non-believers, drawing them to the King of the world. God is constantly working in people's hearts to reveal himself. He wants to be known. He calls us to join him in the work of love. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Jesus is the greatest gift. How can you accept his love and grace today? How can you respond in worship to him? In what way can you see the Lord working in the hearts of those outside of the church? How can you join Him? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.